Here's what's trending in the Middle East and around the world. Iran has fired air defense batteries after reports of explosions near the city of Isfahan, a state-run news agency reported. Israel launched missiles against Iran in retaliation for the April 13 barrage of hundreds of missiles and drones that Tehran fired at the weekend, according to reports citing a U.S. official. Isfahan is home to a major airbase for the Iranian military, as well as sites associated with its nuclear program. The U.S. vetoed the Palestinian bid for full membership of the U.N. It blocked the draft resolution that recommended to the 193-member General Assembly that the State of Palestine be admitted to membership of the United Nations. Britain and Switzerland abstained, while the other 12 council members voted in favor. The Palestinian presidency condemned the U.S. veto, calling it unfair, unethical, and unjustified. In the UAE, normal services will resume within 24 hours at Dubai International Airport, its operator said. The airport was plunged into chaos when severe storms on Tuesday forced flights to be canceled, delayed, and in some cases diverted to other airports. Terminal 1 and Terminal 3 have already begun gradual normalization. That's all from me, Thiraya Abdullahi. Thanks for listening.